We are also recording on the computer machine. What's up, nerds? It's time for The Plant Prof. I'm Vikram Baliga. I'm your host. And today is the 24th of November, which means it's day 24 of Napod Pomo. I'm almost done. Oh my God, I'm almost done. But also, it is my wife, person, spouse, partner, human's birthday. So happy birthday, Alana. I love you. We've been married for just over 10 years. We've been together since we were 16 years old. So she has put up with all of this for like 17 years? No. Yeah, pretty close to 17 years. So in addition to like all the happy birthday wishes you can give, she probably deserves some sort of medal because she is a top-notch human being. So I've got some sound issues today. So this may sound really bad. I'm not sure. I've had my board, if you're watching on YouTube, my board lives back here behind me, which means that I run cables across my office sometimes, and it's not maybe the best system because I step on them and I think I've got a cable that's out and a mic that may be out. I hope I haven't lost a channel on my board. So I switch channels, switch mics, but I don't have it dialed in really like I like. So I don't know how it sounds. Hopefully it sounds okay. Hopefully you're still listening to tell me whether or not it sounds okay. I promise I'll have it worked out over the next couple of days. So we're talking about a meme today. You know what memes are, right? Like, have you heard about these memes? Man, they're just so funny. There's one that's like called Loss. That, man, it's like art. It's art. I'm so sorry. If you're familiar with the internet, you probably hate me now. So we'll move on. Okay, so my buddy Curtis Sarkin. I say buddy. I just claim people who have spoken to me twice and who interact with me sometimes on social media as friends. So, Curtis, you're my friend. From Wild Green Memes for Ecological Fiends, which if you're not part of that group, yo, just go join that group. There's like 250,000 people in it. It is the funniest place on the internet. If you're into science and into nature and into ecology and just baller memes, you need to go follow Wild Green Memes for Ecological Fiends. Okay, so he made and shared this great meme yesterday or day before about Brassica oleracea, which is wild cabbage. So wild Brassica, wild cabbage, has been artificially selected into like so many of the crops we eat. So many of the things you eat, the things that you consider leafy greens and other veggies that your kids don't enjoy. And I don't know what my camera's doing. It's like zooming in and out on me. Like I don't know how to like lock focus on my face so it doesn't do this anymore. I don't know. So hopefully if you're watching on YouTube, you're not like throwing up now because it's disorienting. But if you're listening on a podcast player, this is completely irrelevant to you. Go subscribe on YouTube, by the way. Go do the thing. Wait, hang on. I pushed a button. No, it's still not working. Anyway, so Brassica oleracea. So this is a wild cabbage that looks a little bit like, if you've ever seen like London Rocket or wild mustard come up in your yard, this wild cabbage looks very much like the weed mustard that comes up everywhere. And through artificial selection, which is the same thing as like evolution or natural selection, except we kind of do it or another organism does it, where we pick traits we like and select things we like in a plant, and then those lines get carried forward. So for example, Brassica oleracea, wild cabbage, selected for the terminal buds, which people selected the best growing, largest, like growing, main growing point, terminal bud, apical bud on a wild cabbage, and then did it again and again and again and again, and each time picked the biggest, best looking one. And over time, that developed into the head cabbage we have today. You also get, hang on. So this is red cabbage. And again, I check out, this is what red cabbage sounds like hitting the microphone. So this is red cabbage. It's quite large. We have it growing out in the garden. I'm going to do the rest of the recording with this on my head. And it is actually fairly similar in some ways to what some wild cabbages may have looked like. Really rangy, big leaves. When it flowers, it puts on these big, you know, big stalks with delicate yellow flowers. It's very much like a mustard or a wild cabbage or a, yeah. Sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. There's a cabbage on my head right now. So this is what you're missing on YouTube, or by not watching on YouTube. So selecting four of those terminal buds, which are the main growing points, gives us modern cabbage. Selecting for lateral buds, which are along the stem where leaves and other stems come out of, is how we got Brussels sprouts. Selecting for the stem, the thickest, healthiest stems, gave us things like kohlrabi and bok choy and a few other similar plants in this species. Selections for leaves gave us kale. Selection for stems and flowers gave us broccoli. And selections for clustered flowers or clusters of flowers are how we got cauliflower. So it turns out that the collection, you know, we eat a lot of these things before they flower. So we're eating the immature plants. Broccoli is flower buds that have not opened. The head of a broccoli is a lot of those clustered up flower buds that have not opened yet. The same is true for cauliflower. Generally, if one of these brassicates bolts, which means it puts up its stalk with flowers on it, it kind of ruins the overall flavor of the plant because that's not what we want to eat. And the plant starts to divert sugars and other compounds from the leaves and the stems and the roots into the flowers so that plant can reproduce. What's crazy about this, though, is that genetically, all these plants are pretty much the same. It's all the same plant. All the same plant. Okay? Which is kind of mind-blowing, right? Because they look different. We eat different parts of them. We've selected. But technically, these are all cultivars of Brassica oleracea. The kale, kohlrabi, broccoli, broccolini, so many of the things we eat are genetically pretty much the same as this ancestral wild cabbage that we started working on and selecting thousands of years ago, over thousands of years of human history, all over the world. We've taken this plant and bent it and developed it and selected it into a lot of the modern veggies we eat today, which is really wild to think about. So this is not natural selection. This is artificial selection. This is breeding. This is plant breeding. Not in a way that we're making like crosses, but we are selecting for the traits and essentially breeding new generations of the plant or selecting new generations of the plant that are desirable for what we want. It's crazy. One of these days, I'll ruin your day a little bit more and we'll talk about how pretty much all citrus are the same way. A lot of our stone fruits, so peaches, plums, nectarines, apricots, a lot of them share a common ancestor and that we've selected for differences. Now, those did diverge a little bit more through selection than our brassicates did. But yeah, y'all, it's wild cabbage all the way down.